I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Firefighters are still fighting blazes in the Los Angeles area, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
A series of major fires have killed at least five people, ravaged communities from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, and forced thousands to flee their homes. Dylan Vincent returned to the neighborhood where he's lived most of his life to retrieve some items before evacuating again.
I'm just happy to see the community rallying together. I know everyone's been on the phone texting about how we're going to come back from this, and it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of time.
Fierce winds that drove flames earlier this week have calmed somewhat and aren't expected to be as powerful. That could allow firefighters to make progress reining in some of the fires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Homes belonging to Hollywood actors are among the more than 1,000 buildings that have been destroyed by wildfires raging across Los Angeles. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The home of Hollywood couple Leighton Meester and Adam Brody went up in flames, while Paris Hilton watched her Malibu Beach mansion burn down on live TV. Alongside actor Billy Crystal, they were among the many to lose their homes to the raging Los Angeles wildfires. The blazes, which turned deadly after beginning on Tuesday, have destroyed over 1,000 buildings across the region and have forced over 100,000 people to evacuate, including a number of celebrities. On Wednesday evening, a fire erupted in the Hollywood Hills and quickly doubled in size. Forcing further evacuations, it stretched firefighting resources and water supplies to the limit.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. Washington bid farewell on Thursday to former U.S. President Jimmy Carter with a state funeral, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Outside Washington National Cathedral, a final salute to the 39th president.
God bless you, Jimmy Carter.
President Biden praised Carter's enduring attribute.
Character. Character. Character.
My grandfather spent the entire time I've known him helping those in need.
Grandsons Joshua and Jason gave eulogies.
He led this nation with love and respect.
Speaking to a crowd, including all five living presidents, a rare show of unity in a hyper-partisan nation, Barack Obama and Donald Trump smiled and laughed while chatting.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood performed Imagine before Carter's casket left Washington for burial in his native Georgia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chad said Thursday it had opened investigations into a failed Wednesday night attack on the country's presidential palace. Moki Edwin Kendeska reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Les forces de défense et de sécurité.
Chadian State TV said civilians should not be scared by the unusual presence of a huge number of government troops, tactical vehicles and armored cars in the capital city, N'Djamena, especially around the presidential palace. Officials say the troops were deployed after a gang of 24 heavily armed assailants attacked the presidential palace on Wednesday night. They say the attack was foiled by government troops. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Lebanon's parliament voted Thursday to elect Army Commander Joseph Aoun as the head of state, filling a more than two-year-long presidential vacuum. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As the votes were counted in Lebanon's parliament, the Speaker of Parliament, Nabi Berri, announced Joseph Aoun's election as the new president of Lebanon. The vote came weeks after a tenuous ceasefire agreement halted a 14-month conflict between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. It also comes at a time when Lebanon's leaders are seeking international assistance for reconstruction. President Joseph Aoun was widely seen as the preferred candidate of the United States and Saudi Arabia, whose assistance Lebanon will need as it seeks to rebuild. I'm Karen Shamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.